Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful you're here today. For those of you who are listening for the very first time, welcome. And for those of you who've been listening since the very beginning, welcome to you as well. We are a community of the broken and we serve a mighty God. Today we are reading in Mark chapter 15 verses 33 through 47 in the NET Bible, New English Translation. It says this: "Now when it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. Around 3:00, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, 'Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani,' which means, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?' When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, 'Listen, he's calling for Elijah.' Then someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, 'Leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah will come to take him down.' But Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. And the temple curtain was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood in front of him saw how he died, he said, 'Truly this man was God's son.' There were also women watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they had followed him and given him support. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were there too. Now, when evening had already come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a highly regarded member of the council, who was himself looking forward to the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked him for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised that he was already dead. He called the centurion and asked him if he had been dead for some time. When Pilate was informed by the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. After Joseph bought a linen cloth and took down the body, he wrapped it in the linen and placed it in a tomb cut out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone across the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was placed." Mind if I pray for you? Oh dear Jesus, what agony it must have been on that cross. What it must have been like to breathe your last, to take in the last gulps of earthly air. And yet, this was the beginning of something really amazing and beautiful. Your death brought life. And you even said, unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, it remains in itself alone. But if it goes into the ground and dies, it bears much fruit. And so, Lord, help us today to remember that death is not the end of the story. Even when we have death of dreams, death of relationship, death of loved ones, death in our own lives, death of what we thought our life should have been, Lord, many of us are walking around with that specter of death around us, but that is not the final word. I pray instead we would live in light of the fact that our sins are forgiven. They are washed as white as snow. They are taken as far as the east is from the west. No longer are you counting our sins against them. They have been nailed to the tree. We are set free. We are alive, alive. We no longer are... We are no longer children of wrath, but we are children of the cross, children of promise. We have been utterly and beautifully and sacrificially set free. Our shackles are gone. We no longer are imprisoned to sin, but we are set free to serve you with newness of life and the glory of the resurrection. Lord, we are children of the resurrection, and help us to live today in light of that beautiful truth that it is not death that has the final word. It is you who has the final word. It is not death that keeps us down. It is life and resurrection. We hope in the resurrection. Your Holy Spirit that you gave us after that resurrection is our down payment into the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And it is what causes us to look forward with joy, to endure the trials that we have right now, to look forward with joy the next kingdom and the beauty and the power and the glory and the graciousness. And in the meantime, Lord, we want to be faithful to you. We want to die to ourselves and follow you. We want to take up our cross and follow you. We want to go to the ends of the earth and speak of you. We want to speak highly of our very best friend, Jesus Christ. We want to speak highly of the Holy One of Israel. We want to speak highly of the one, the sacrificial one, the atoning one who went to the cross and died. We want to speak highly of you, Lord, because you have done so much. You have invaded this world with love, and we are forever grateful. And you conquered death because you are amazing and victorious. victorious. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You are a huge blessing to me, and I'm so humbled and grateful that you spend every day with me. It's just so, so cool. You are loved with an everlasting love, and Jesus is walking with you. Rest in that truth today.